Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. Have you ever noticed in your reading of the New Testament how agricultural the New Testament is? I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but so many references are placed in the Bible that are placed in the context of agricultural figures. Jesus especially is profound at his use of agricultural principles, especially in his parables. For example, in Matthew chapter 13, there is a long list of parables, and many of those appeal to agricultural principles, like Jesus will tell the parable of a man who goes out and sows seed upon the ground, and he will talk about the different soil types. That's an agricultural principle. There is also a parable in the same chapter, Matthew 13, where Jesus talks about how the devil sows the tares in the field, and you have the tares growing up along with the wheat. So you have those agricultural principles in the Bible. There's another use of agricultural terms, and it's the one I want to key in on and look at a word that's used there. It's in John 15. It's in verses 1 through 8. We're not going to read all of those verses, but I do want to read the first two of those for you today. In John 15, verse 1, Jesus begins and says, "I am the true," notice, "vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." In this instance, in this passage, Jesus uses the agricultural principle of the vine. Now, I know in others he may talk about fields and the sowing of seed, but here it is the vine. You know, one man has said, and probably others along with him, that as far as agricultural principles are concerned, the idea of the vine is the oldest of all agricultural pursuits. And there's probably good evidence for that even within the Bible. Go back in your Bible to Genesis chapter 9. Noah and his family come off of the ark. And do you remember in verse 20 of Genesis 9, the Bible says Noah planted a vineyard. Now, he didn't use it for good purposes. He's going to cultivate that vineyard, and he's going to go through the process of fermentation. He's going to make wine. He gets drunk, and you remember what happens on that occasion. But notice, even so long ago, you have the principle of vine agriculture. In the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 5, God refers to Israel, his children, as a degenerate vine. He grew them. He nurtured them. He placed the hedge around them. He had given everything for their nourishment, and yet they went astray. They had become a degenerate vine. So clearly, this idea of the vine is an old agricultural principle. So it's worth our looking at this, especially when Jesus refers to himself as the vine. So what does that word mean for us as we look at a passage like, per se, John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8? If Jesus uses that agricultural principle in a metaphoric sense, referring to himself as the vine, what's the significance to you and me today? Well, I want you to notice a few truths. Number one, think about this. Jesus says, "I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman." He talks about branches being in him and bearing fruit. It means that if Jesus is the vine, then he is the only source of life. Now, he's going to use the illustration that when a branch is separated from him, that branch dies. It's withered. It's good for nothing. It's to be cast aside and burned. Why? Because if it's not attached to the vine, there's no source of life. It loses its life apart from the vine, meaning the vine is life. For us as Christians, Jesus is life. In John 15, verse 6, Jesus said, "If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned," because there's no more life in them. They're dead. Number two, notice that we must stay connected to the vine, and we do this by abiding in the Word of God. Now, obviously, again, Jesus is using the principle of the vine metaphorically. He's using it in a figurative sense, but he's still drawing off of that principle. There's got to be something that comes from the vine, that attaches us to the vine, that gives us that life. And for us, it's abiding in the Word of God. Jesus says in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the Word which I've spoken unto you." And then in verse 7, he says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you." So we need to stay in the vine, and we do that by abiding in the Word of God. Finally, number 3, we can only bear fruit as we are attached to the vine. That makes sense, right? Any branch that's detached, that's separated from the vine, is not going to be able to bear fruit because it's separated from the source of life. Well, if Jesus is the vine, then if we are attached to the vine, we're able, therefore, to bear fruit. And Jesus says in John 15, verse 4, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me." So as you're thinking about those agricultural principles in the Bible, don't forget there's one word that really stands out. It's the word vine in the Bible. The next time you're reading that, think of that especially in terms of Jesus. He is the vine, and the Father is the husbandman. We, if we are faithful children of God, are the branches. This is our word for today, vine. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.